Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the fifth chapter of Hilchos Machalos Asuros. In this parak, the Rambam discusses the prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai, consuming a limb that was taken off of a live animal. Halacha Aleph. Mipi HaShmuel Lamdu Shezesh Nemar B'Torah Lo Sochal Nevesh Em HaBasar Lasar Eiver Shenechtach Min HaChai. Through our tradition, we have learned that the meaning of the pasuk in the Torah, which says that one should not eat the soul of the animal along with its flesh, that comes to prohibit eating a limb which had been cut off from a living creature. Similarly, with regard to Noah, once he had left the Teva, he was prohibited regarding Eiver Min HaChai, as the pasuk says, the flesh with its soul, its blood, you shall not consume. Now this prohibition applies specifically to kosher species of animals, but not to non-kosher species of animals. This prohibition applies whether we are dealing with a limb that has flesh and sinews and bones, such as the hand or the leg, or to a limb which does not have a bone, such as the tongue, or the testicles, or the spleen, or the kidneys, or the fats, or the like. However, the difference between these two types of limbs is that a limb that does not have a bone, whether it had been cut off in part or in its entirety, it is still forbidden because of the prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai. However, a limb that does have a bone will not be liable because of this prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai until it is separated from the body in its regular, natural form, meaning to say flesh along with sinews and bones. However, if only some of the flesh had separated from the living creature, that alone will make one liable for a different prohibition, for consuming a trefa's meat, as we learned in the previous parak, but not because of the prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai. Halacha Gimel. If one consumes Eiver Min HaChai, which is the size of an olive, then one receives lashes. Even if one consumed an entire limb, it still depends on the size. If it was the size of an olive's amount, then he will be liable for violating this prohibition. If it is less than the size of an olive, then he will not be liable. If one had cut off a limb which was in its natural state, it was the flesh along with the sinews and the bones, and it was the size of an olive, and he consumed that, he will receive lashes for that consumption, even though the flesh itself is only a small amount, less than an olive size. However, if the limb, after it had been separated from the living creature, had the meat removed from the sinews and the bones, then one who ate that will not receive lashes until he has had an olive size of the flesh alone. The bones and the sinews will not be able to add to that requisite amount of an olive size once it has changed from its natural form. If somebody split up this organ and ate it bit by bit, if that which he consumed was the size of an olive's worth of meat, then he will be liable, and if not, he will not. If one had taken an olive's worth of the limb as it was in its natural state, meaning the meat and the sinews and the bones, and he consumed it, even though in his mouth it's being torn apart, it's being crushed up before he swallows it, nonetheless, he'll be liable in that case. If one had ripped off a limb from a living creature, and by doing so he caused the animal to become a trefa in that process, mortally wounded, and then he consumed that limb, he'll be liable twice. Mishum Eiver Min HaChai u'mishum trefa. In that circumstance, these two prohibitions of Eiver Min HaChai and Trefa have come at once, and therefore he's liable for both. Similarly, if one rips off some of the forbidden fats of such an animal while it was living, he will receive lashes twice, because of the prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai as well as the forbidden fats. And if he takes off the forbidden fats from an animal which has already been mortally wounded, and then consumes it. The animal had been alive when he took it off, then he will receive three sets of lashes, for Eber Min Achai, for Chelev, as well as for Treifa. Halacha Vav. Basar Medudal B'Behema, Be'Eber Medudal Ba. Im Eino Yachol Lachzor B'Lechios, Afal Pi Shelo Parash El Achar Shenishchata, Aser, Ve'Ein Logan Lav. If there is either flesh from the animal or a limb from an animal which is hanging on to the animal, it's mostly been severed, but it's still attached on some level. But it would not be able to be reattached and continue to be a living part of the creature any longer. Then, even though it hadn't been detached until after you had properly slaughtered the animal, it is still forbidden to eat that meat or that limb. However, if one does eat it, he will not receive lashes. Then Mesa Behema, Ron Osoki, Ilu Nafal Mechayim. If the animal simply dies, it hasn't been slaughtered, then we view that limb as if it had fallen off during the animal's life. Accordingly, you will receive lashes if you consume it because of the prohibition of Eber Min Achai. If, however, that limb or that meat was able to be reattached, even if you didn't actually reattach it, but it could have been reattached in a way where it would have been a part of the living creature, then if the animal is slaughtered, it is permitted to eat that meat. Halacha Zayin. Shamat Eber o Ma'acho, o Dacho, Kigon Habetim Shema'acho San o Nitkan, Hariza Eino Asr Minat Torah, Shariyesh Bo Miktas Chai. If a limb was moved from its normal position, or it was crushed or ground up, for example, if somebody had crushed the animal's testicles or pulled them from their place, and then had slaughtered that animal, so then in that circumstance, it is not prohibited on a Torah level, since it still has an element of life within it. Lefikach e Masriach, and therefore, it is not rotting away. Nonetheless, it is forbidden because of a custom which has been prevalent amongst all of the Bnei Israel from a very, very long time ago, since ultimately it is very comparable to Eber Min Achai. Halacha Ches. Etzem Shenishbar. Im haya basar or chofa rov av yoshel etzem hanishbar, berov hekif hashever, hari zeh mutar. If an animal's bone had been broken, if either the meat or the skin covers still most of the thickness of the broken bone and the majority of the circumference of where it was broken, so then it is going to be permitted to eat. However, if the bone protrudes outward, you can actually see it sticking forth, so then that limb is forbidden. And then when you slaughter this animal or this bird, so you should simply cut off the place where it has been broken and throw it away. And the rest is permitted. Nishbar etzem ba basar chofa es rubo, aval haya oso basar merusas o nisachel kibasar arofa in gororo, osha mislachin arov in mekomos harve, osha abasar shalav nikav nikavim, osha nistak abasar, osha nidkar mikmin tabas, osha nigrah abasar milamala, ash lo nishar min abasar el klipa, osha nisachel abasar milamata me ala etzem shenishbar, ash nimsa abasar chofa eno nogea ab etzem, bechol elu morin l'isr, ash nisrape habasar. Now, if the bone had been broken, but the skin, the meat, still covers most of it, but that meat was either crushed or had begun to decay, like the type of thing a doctor would remove, or it's scattered all about in different spots, or there are a lot of holes within the skin, or the meat had been cracked or pierced like a ring, or the meat had been rubbed off until only there was like a thin layer that remained, or the meat had begun to decay from underneath around where the broken bone was to the point where the meat isn't actually touching the bone. So in that case, a person who eats this will not receive lashes on a biblical level by eating them. Nonetheless, though, they are ruled to be prohibited until that meat heals, and if one consumes them, they will receive lashes on a rabbinic level. Hagatess. Hamoshin yadul meha behema, v'chatach menat chol u'menakloyos u'kyoz behen, v'niyecha chatichos besoch meha, v'achakach shachata, hari osan chatichos asuros mishov eber menachai, v'aval pi shehu besoch meha. If somebody had stuck his hand into an animal, and he cut off its spleen or one of the kidneys or another one of the internal organs, but he leaves that now severed organ within the animal, and then afterwards he slaughters the animal, so those pieces which were cut off are going to be considered forbidden as Eber Min Achai, even though they were still inside the animal literally. Aval im chatach min ha'ubar shvameah v'lo yitzio v'achar kach shchata hari chatichas ha'ubar o ivaro mutter ho v'lo yata. However, if one had cut off a piece of a fetus within the animal's belly, but did not take it out, and then afterwards slaughtered the mother, in that case, that piece of the fetus or its limb would be permitted to eat since it had never left the body. Uber shehotzi yado oraglo nesar so aver lo lum bein shechatachu kodem shetishachet imo bein shechatachu acher shenishchata imo. If the fetus had stuck forth one of its hands or legs, then that hand or leg becomes forbidden forever, whether it was cut off prior to the mother having been slaughtered or even after she had been slaughtered. V'afil hachziro so aver lum e imo v'achkach nishchat o nolad avlad v'chaya kama shanim. Even if it pulls that limb back into its mother's belly, and then only afterwards was it slaughtered, or in fact the baby was born and lived for many years, in that case, that limb is still forbidden forever as a treifa. Because any meat which has come out of the place where it belongs is going to be forbidden, just like meat that has left from a living creature. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Ubasar basada treifa," and meat in the field which has been torn apart. Kevan shiyat l'makom shuk lo kesada nasa treifa k'moshivarnu. Once it has gone to a place which to it is like going out to the field, so then in that circumstance it becomes halachically defined as a treifa, as the Rambam has just explained. Halach yud, hozi mikdasa aver v'nishar mikdasa b'fnim. If the animal had stuck out some of a limb and some of it had remained inside, even if only a minority of it had remained inside, only that which has gone outside of the mother's womb, out into the air of the world, is forbidden. That which is still inside remains permitted. If one had cut off the part of the limb that had come out after it had gone back inside of the mother and had been slaughtered, also so then, again, only that which had come out will be forbidden, and that which had remained inside will still be permitted. However, if it had not brought it back inside of the mother, and then one had cut it off while it was outside in the air of the world, whether he had cut it off before or after the animal had been slaughtered, the place where he had cut it is going to be forbidden. That's the place which, once the part of the limb has been cut off, has been removed, it's the place which is open to the air of the world, the spot of the surface of where it had been cut. And thus, after you had cut off the part which had come out into the world, so in that circumstance you have to go back and cut off the place where there had been the cut. Any limb of a fetus which has been stuck forth into the air of the world and has been cut off prior to the mother being slaughtered, while it's out there in the air of the world, then that is going to be a case of Eber Menachai, and will receive lashes if they consume it. Avilu Meza Uber Kodem Shechita. This is even if the fetus ends up dying prior to the slaughter of the mother. Vim Nechtach Acher Shechita. However, if this limb had been cut off after the mother had been slaughtered, Ha'ochlo Ein Aloka Vafilu Meis, then the one who consumes it will not receive lashes, even if it dies. Vim Meza Behema Acher Achatacho Ha'ochlo Aloka Mishum Eber Menachai. If, however, the mother animal had died, and then one cut it off, so one who consumes it will receive lashes for Eber Menachai. Lach Yud Beis. Uber Shehotzi Eber V'Nesar Eber V'Achakach Nolad V'Harehi Nekeva. If a fetus of an animal had stuck forth a limb, and that limb therefore became forbidden, and then afterwards the animal was born, and it turns out that it's female, Hechalav Shelah Asur L'Shtoso Misafik. Its milk is forbidden to drink out of doubt. Since ultimately this milk has been contributed to by all the different limbs, and one of these limbs is forbidden. Ultimately, this is therefore considered like milk of a treifa creature that has been mixed with milk of a kosher creature. If one slaughters a kosher pregnant animal and discovers within it a fetus, whether it is alive or whether it is dead, is permitted to be eaten. Afilu shilya mutaris bachila, even the placenta is permitted to be eaten. Veshilya shiatzas mikzas veshacharas nehema. Now, if part of the placenta had come out and the animal was then slaughtered, imaisa shilya zuk shur bavlad ma shiatz menu aser vashar mutar. If this placenta was connected to a fetus, that which has emerged from it is forbidden, but the remainder is going to be permitted. Vim lo haisa kshura bo kula asura. If, however, it was not tied to a fetus, then the entirety of it is going to be forbidden. Shema shuyuzu shiyatsa miksasa halachlo vlad shahayapa vlad zeh shnimsa beten hocha shuyu shalo. Because perhaps this placenta which has come out once had a fetus with it, which is no longer around, and the fetus which is found inside of the animal's belly, it had a placenta which is also no longer around. Ve'itzarach lomar shimlo nimsa beten vlad klal shashuyu kulasra. It goes without saying that if you don't find at all any fetus within the animal's belly, so then for sure this placenta is going to be forbidden. Matza ba'uber chai, aval pishu ben tisha chadashim gemurin, ve'esher sheyechya, eno tzarech shchita, el shchitas imo mitarasa. Ve'im hefres agavi karka, tzarech shchita. If one finds a live fetus in the womb of an animal which has been slaughtered, even if this animal has been carried for 9 full months, and it's possible that it can even survive in this circumstance, it does not require shchita. You are allowed to eat it because the slaughter of the mother has made it kosher. And if it steps onto the ground, then in that circumstance, it does need a shchita. Halacha tezva. Kara esa behema, o shachat behema trefa, umatza ba tisha chai, tzarech shchita atira, ve'en shchitas imo moelsla. If one rips open an animal, or slaughters an animal that was already considered halachically a trefa, and discovers within it a fetus which has been there for 9 months, and it's live, in that case, that fetus requires a shchita in order to permit it, because the quote-unquote slaughter of the mother did not affect this animal to enable it to be eaten. After all, the mother did not have a proper shchita. Vim lo go mer lo chadasha, aval pi shu chai b'mei ha-trefa, hari ze aser b'nei shu k'eivr men ima. If it did not have a complete 9 months there, even though it's alive inside of the belly of this mother that had been a trefa, nonetheless, is going to be forbidden, just like a limb of its mother's. Kol uber shehotzi rosha velziro v'achakach shachanas imo ein shchitas imo me'elaslo v'arihu k'yalid v'tzarach shchita. Any fetus that sticks its head forth from its mother and then even pulls it back in, and afterwards the mother is slaughtered, that slaughter of the mother will not affect this creature, the fetus within, and it's as if it's been born, and therefore it requires a shchita done to it itself. Have a wonderful day.